Roadmap to Recovery: Surprising Benefits of Rehab Therapy After an Acute Cardiac Arrest. Having suffered a cardiac arrest can be a heartbreaking news for seniors and their families. Worry not, for the field of medicine has got your back. The medical world has developed specialized programs to enhance health after an acute cardiac arrest, called cardiac rehabilitation therapy. Cardiac rehabilitation is a custom-built program of exercise and education that is designed to improve the health and quality of life of people with heart disease. It is an integral program fueling the journey towards recovery. Cardiac rehab therapy can be availed by people recovering from heart failure, heart attack, heart valve replacement, coronary artery bypass grafting, peripheral artery disease, or any other health issues that need surgery or medical assistance. Cardiac rehabilitation is a monitored regimen that includes physical activity training, modifying cardiac risk factors, heart health education, nutrition support, and mental health counseling. The primary goal is to bring down mortality and morbidity in people with cardiovascular disease. The cardiac rehab package. Physiotherapy is an important segment of rehabilitation. A physical therapist may help with cardiac rehabilitation exercises, which may include aerobic exercises, help strengthen the heart, and weight management, resistance training, help strengthen muscles and bones, breathing exercises, balance, and flexibility training. Education is an important part of rehab therapy. Importance and guidance to live a healthy lifestyle, eating healthy, quitting smoking, reducing alcohol intake, and taking medicines regularly. With the help of a nutritionist, a meal plan can be drafted to meet the individual's needs and maintain good health post-cardiac arrest. In general, foods such as whole grains, pulses, legumes, non-starchy vegetables, fruits, low-fat or skimmed dairy products, lean cuts of meat, fish, nuts, and seeds can be consumed. Foods that have to be restricted or avoided include fried foods, processed foods, butter, ghee, hydrogenated fats like margarine, red meat, and organ meats. Quitting smoking and reducing alcohol consumption is crucial and plays a major role in improving heart health. It can help reduce the risk of another cardiac event, improve quality of life, and increase life expectancy. Adhering to medical treatment is crucial. Education is provided on its importance and guidance on the timing of medicine administration. Many people after a cardiac arrest may feel depressed and sad. Counseling is provided for seniors to relieve stress, improve mood, and prevent mental deterioration. The therapy also focuses on improving lipid parameters such as total cholesterol, triglycerides, LDL cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, vitals like blood pressure, and sleep. The rehab team follows the three main steps before starting therapy. Review and assess the risk factors for cardiovascular disease. Curate an intervention plan tailored to your health status, risk factors, and preferences. Set practical heart healthy goals to achieve during the rehab program and in the long run. What are the benefits? A growing body of evidence has evaluated the outcomes of post-cardiac arrest rehabilitation and enlisted a number of benefits. Reduces the risk of another cardiac arrest. Reduces symptoms such as chest pain and those related to heart problems. Improves the quality of life. Improves functionality and ability to perform tasks. Enhanced lung capacity. Strengthens the heart muscles and body. Helps reduce and maintain body weight. Sound mental wellness. It prevents and reduces depression that is commonly experienced after an attack. Improvements in energy and endurance to perform daily tasks easier. Improves health parameters like blood pressure and lipid profile. Helps build a healthy lifestyle that includes eating nutritious foods, staying active, adequate sleep, and quitting social habits. A scientific look. One studies depict that exercise training helps increase oxygen uptake, endothelial function, and myocardial reserve flow. 2A study evaluated the effect of cardiac rehabilitation in patients after myocardial infarction. The results revealed that with cardiac rehab therapy, the maximal oxygen consumption, MET score, and exercise stress test time increased significantly. 3. Another study found that cardiac rehabilitation increased longevity. About 4,929 people who had a cardiac attack were analyzed, and results showed that those who received rehabilitation lived longer. For a review study indicated that with rehab therapy there was about a 13% reduction in the chances of experiencing another heart attack. Five studies have found that performing cardiac rehabilitation reduces the risk of death in the 5 years after a cardiac arrest or heart surgery by around 35%. Reductions in hospital readmissions were also observed in many studies. 6. Depression was seen to be associated with lower treatment adherence, which in turn affects quality of life and modifications of cardiac risk factors. A study evaluated the effect of a 4-week cardiac rehabilitation therapy on depression levels and found that rehab therapy lowered depressive symptoms by 19% at the end of the program. Cardiovascular disease is the common cause of hospitalization and contributes to about 31% of deaths, globally. Cardiac rehabilitation is a safe, effective, and evidence-based approach to optimize health among those who have experienced cardiac arrest or any heart disease. Covering the broad spectrum of health such as diet, physical activity, social habits, and mental health, cardiac rehabilitation therapy imparts huge benefits to seniors after an acute cardiac arrest. Athelia Home Healthcare brings rehab therapy to the senior's doorstep to support healing from home. To get to know more information about our rehabilitation services, visit our website Athelia Home Healthcare.